Hi, this is Ari on LaSalle College Radio, and I'm here with Norna Jest, vocalist and guitarist of the Belgian metal band Enthroned.
So how are you today?
Well, quite tired. Like, been quite a long day to use. My fifth one tonight.
Where are you calling from?
Belgium.
Oh, great. Wow, a long distance call. Oh, great. So let's just jump right into this. So how did you first become interested in music?
Well, pretty early. I guess it was around 12 or 13 or something. Started to learn playing music at school, like most children, I guess. And then a few years later, started to learn to play bass, and I formed my first band. Back then, it was already metal.
What would you say some of your musical influences are?
It's quite wide, actually. Listening as much as metal, as rock music, classical music, different type of things. Could be like Iron Maiden, Creator, even Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, the Velvet Underground, Sodom, Destruction, you know, Bathory. You know, my interests are pretty wide, actually, not only strictly into metal. Because if you keep on listening only one exactly same style of music, I think you just get bored quite fast, in my opinion.
I completely agree with that. Why have these influences such as Iron Maiden, why have they influenced you as a musician?
Well, I guess when you're a musician, you get influenced anyway when you start by all the bands you're listening to or grow up with. So it's not necessarily like a conscious influence directly, you know, but as I just said, it's like everything you're listening to might get into an influence and you want to reproduce that when you start learning guitar or bass or something, and here it goes. You know?
How did you first become involved with Enthroned?
If I recall correctly, it was in 95. So, yeah, I went to a gig in north of Belgium, just by my own there, and I just saw some motherfuckers having, and one fell on my table and just apologized because he threw all his beer all over me, and afterwards he started to talk, and it was the drummer of Enthroned back then.
That's great.
So basically that's how we met. Then I went to the toilet for a pee, and then I met the previous singer. It was kind of an awkward first meeting, but and then we talked to talk, and they asked if I wanted to come for an audition. I said sure, and I had the job, so... Yeah.
It's like a great meeting story.
Oh, yeah. You have to see it to believe it.
So how do you and the band come up with new material to write new songs?
For the last album or in general?
Does they just come to you? Do you guys write your own music?
Yeah, okay. For the last album, everything was quite spontaneous. You know, like for the previous album, we worked on kind of Remeton, so the previous one, for 3 years. Because we used unusual composition technique. We wrote first the lyrics. And each riff we wrote was a direct translation of each of the lyrics. So, like, what kind of feeling that sentence recalls, and then trying to reproduce that feeling into music. So that was quite complicated, the process. For the new one, we had already the concept in mind and everything, and everything came out really spontaneously. The album was composed and recorded in 6 months. So, actually, we didn't spend too much time on details and everything. We just puked it out. Actually, it was not so much compromises. Like, when somebody came up to the rehearsal with one riff, everybody liked it directly, as it was exactly in the same direction we all wanted to go. So it depends really from one album to another.
Excellent. What is your favorite song that Enthroned has composed?
Maybe it would be Through the Cortex and Tetracarsis. It's a song that I wrote completely from the first note of guitar till the drums, lyrics, and everything. It's a statement about my own view of things and philosophy within Satanism.
What are you hoping that the message that your music will send?
Honestly, I don't give a shit. We are doing this kind of thing first for ourselves. Like, if people like what we're doing, fine, good, great. If not, okay. Couldn't care less. So like, if it can have some influence that pleases me, or like the ones of my band, that's enjoyable. But other else, I don't care. You know, like, we mostly do our thing for ourselves. And if it can reach people who have the same mindset or the same way of view things, that's the reward, I would say. I don't care about the rest, honestly.
In current music right now, are there any bands that you really like that are popular?
New bands, I don't know. I'm not getting quite updated lately. Yeah, the only thing I'm listening a lot at the moment would be the new Asphyx album, the second album of Grind Man, the side project of Nick Cave. What else? Oh, yeah, Kerasphorus, which was a band from Peter Unkamp, from Angel Court. That kind of band, yeah.
because you're an international band, where have you found your highest concentration of fans to be?
Oh, well, that would be easy. It would be like South and Latin America, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, like there we had a sold-out venue, like 2,000 or 3,000 people sold-out venues for the first time we played there. And not even, we were headlining just support act. And with a really, really, really crazy down there, really real maniacs smashing the head of each other against the stage or against each other in the audience. And Russia actually, that was quite surprising. Those people knew the lyrics better than me at one point. I was like, you know, it does something to you. You know, those people singing your lyrics and they almost know them better than you do. It's like, oh my God, I hope I'm not going to, my words are like, do a mistake.
I know, the pressure's on, right?
Oh, yeah, but it's a good pressure.
This is more of a fun question. If you couldn't be a musician, do you have, like, a backup career? And if so, what would it be?
Unemployed. No, actually, I'm a graphic designer. So I'm okay with that.
Enthroned has a new album entitled...
Obsidian.
Obsidian, thank you. And it's being released in North America on April 10th. What can fans expect from this new album?
Well, it's way more intense than our previous works. You'll find some hints as well to our first albums, but with the atmosphere that we are known for on our latest releases, we used as well some choirs and monks chants on there to put some parts more in importance. It's like the best is to check out by yourselves, but it's regarding people who heard it already and the press. It's definitely our best work up to date, till now.
And right now, Enthroned, you guys have just started, you're beginning your European tour. Do you have a plan to come to North America in the near future?
We are working on that at the moment. Like, the last time we came was pretty okay, but just half of the dates were not well promoted or, you know, in weird places like Boise. Yeah, we played in a pub, like, it was quite weird. And the owner of the place told us like a few days before, like Exodus played there, so it was like wet. But the most important that audience was really insane. It was like you could see the blood flowing in the air, and it was like I prefer perhaps like 30 maniacs like that than 2,000 people just looking at you with round eyes, like what the fuck is that you're doing this?
We have one more question for you, and I know you're very busy today, and you've got lots more interviews. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened to you while you're on tour?
That would be in 2004 when we played in Cali, Colombia. We had that show, and after four songs, the electricity fell out. So pretty hard to keep on doing a black metal concert when you don't have electricity. You know, may have these things there is, but it won't work. That crowd went completely insane. Like thought it was our fault that we didn't want to play anymore, but we tried to make them understand that there was no power. You cannot put somebody on a bike and try to play the dynamo behind it, you know? And, like, one guy got killed during that
oh, my word.
Problem. Yeah, some dude put out a machete and just ripped his guts out, so it was quite impressive to see. Then the rest of the audience wanted to kill us, literally, afterwards. So, you know, we are Europeans, you know? We're not used to that. And so we were like, we're going to go for it. We're going to kick ass. And the two performers said, man, you're not in Europe here. Like, what are you going to do in front of a magnet? Good point. We're going to stay inside. That's it.
That is a pretty intense story. I'll give you that. Thank you so much for your time, Nora Guest. It was completely appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Cheers.
This has been Ari on LaSalle College Radio. We just had an interview with Nornagest of Enthroned. Thank you for tuning in to LCR.